BB Shea just dropped a bombshell on us. He thinks he saw a UFO this morning while driving in.
Yeah, it's about 3:45 this morning off the highway.
Mm-hmm.
It was a green light. It was kind of at my eye level. And it just appeared in the air and then went straight down to the ground.
Hmm.
And could you guess, estimate the size?
It wasn't, I couldn't tell the size, but it was like an orb that just appeared and then for just a split second just went straight down to the ground. And didn't see it land or anything.
Do you believe that there are life forms on other planets?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
And they want to visit us.
Visit us. Yeah. And come here. You know, Biggie's theory on that is they've come many times.
They've seen us.
Seen us and been like, all right, going back home. We don't need to need to be here much longer.
It's like when you pull into a bad neighborhood and you know you're there.
All right, you know what? Let's just turn it around.
We'll go to the Red Robin Inn.
We're like the big ball of yarn in intergalactic traveling.
Yes.
You know, people go like, okay, let's pull off the side of the highway.
You see it once. Yeah. Oh, no. But don't you think with the amount of video that's out there now and the phones and everything, everything's caught on video. I'm sure there are more sightings of lights like you're talking about.
Definitely.
But we'd be able to say, oh, that is, and maybe they even have in the last couple of years, like that is something from somewhere. We don't know what it is. You know, we have no idea. Because usually it used to be explained away that it was a
street light, nothing more.
Or weather balloon or whatever it might be. But now, I mean, people have it on their phones, I'm sure.
But there are more things in the air, like drones. You know, people have drones. Mm-hmm. Law enforcement agencies have drones.
Maybe it was a drone that you saw.
No, it wasn't a drone. I never seen a drone move like that.
What shade of green would you describe it as, BB Shea?
It was like a hunter green.
That's a good shade of green.
It really had a moment in the 90s, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted a hunter green Camry.
Yeah.
I wanted a hunter green Accord.
I did. And I never could get my hands on it.
Things white people say. Are we playing pyramids?
I want a hunter green Camry, a hunter green Accord.
That hunter green sweater looks right on you. Does it come in hunter green?
I did. They had a Camry out in the mid 90s that was a dark hunter green.
Uh-huh.
And everywhere I saw it, that's the prettiest car I've ever seen. And I wanted to trade in my Oldsmobile and get it. And my friend said, not masculine enough. It's not manly.
That when you went with the gold or the red? Which was first in your Camry collection?
I went with the gold.
Okay. Red was two?
Yes. No, it's vice versa.
Okay.
Because the gold one, you know, Camry was an odd choice for me. I really liked the Camry. I felt like it would really be efficient and do well.
Well, there was, at the time,
a huge
hit. The safest, most sensible sedan on the road.
Yeah. And but the gold one was the one, two things about it.
That was the second one.
Yeah. That's the one that had the design flaw that had the muffler drop too low.
Too low.
Anytime I went over a speed bump, especially if someone was sitting in the back seat, big scrape. And so I took it to the Toyota place, and they were like, oh, yeah, that's a design flaw.
Sorry, fella.
And I said, well, what can we do about it? Nothing you can do.
We can sell you some giant tires, but you appear to be white.
I'm surprised you didn't buy this in hunter green. They didn't have it in hunter green. Somebody told me it's not manly enough. Yeah. I got it in the gold after having the red, wrecked the red one, and then the gold one.
Mm-hmm.
Muffler design flaw. Second, I did put diesel gasoline in it by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the anniversary of that. That was Christmas Day of 96.
Do you think, was there anybody else on the road, BB Shea, back to your UFO story that may have seen this?
No, I don't think so. I was on a weird stretch where they're doing a lot of construction, and I don't remember seeing any other cars at the time.
Mm. Well, I mean, there's UFOs, which simply means, of course, unidentified,
right,
which is what BB Shea is.
Yes.
And then there's aliens, alien spaceships.
Sure.
Yeah, we always think alien.
Of course, yeah.
Because Elon Musk has that Starlink satellite system. A lot of people think those
are alien
spaceships, but they're not. They're just his that orbiting internet service.
That thing's pretty impressive, isn't
it? Or Wi-Fi service.
The Starlink.
So far.
They sent that... For now, those are really good. I know they sent those to the mountains when the Hurricane Helene came through to give people an uplink, you know, to get online. And, you know, the other thing, the other rich person that seems to be helping out, when we had our insurance meeting the other day, the insurance folks said that Mark Cuban is doing this incredible thing with prescriptions. I saw that on the CBS Sunday Morning about two years ago. He said, I want to put the prescription drug industry so that people can afford it. And the lady said that there were some people that had whatever disease that their cost of prescription was like $1,000 a month, and Mark Cuban got them the drug for $6 a month. Went from $1,000 down to $6. That was pretty incredible to me. I don't know how that works, but it's his program.
Yeah, it's just one of those games that the average person just sort of plays. Yeah. We play our part.
Yes.
Big Pharma plays its part. The doctors do their part.
Yeah, and then Mark Cuban's trying
And the drugstores do their thing.
But I think Cuban's trying to disrupt it so you can get it cheaper, and apparently it's been successful, at least for some. Here's the thing. And I think this TikToker, when Chris Dim hears it, he'll go, that's the dumbest thing we've talked about all week. That'll be the takeaway as the thing that's remembered most for being dumb.
You can use this as the lead in, the jump-off point into the Power Hour.
Yeah, you have to. I don't think it's Power Hour worthy because, you know, it's not very powerful. And I saw it and I thought, that seems it's really dumb.
I don't even seem committed to it.
I'm really not. It reminds me. Remember when my choral teacher, Ms. Qualls.
Your what?
Our choral teacher, our glee club teacher, Ms. Qualls.
The chorale.
When we went to New York to perform, she had us crawl down the hallways of the hotel. You know this?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Competition, 1988. Orlando. We were in Orlando.
Yeah.
Whole glee club goes, all 40 of us. We even took the tenors. Okay, we're all there.
What songs did you sing? Pop hits of the time or standards?
More standards, but we would throw in one.
Like Sweet Adeline?
Correct. We'd do Sweet Adeline, but then we would follow it up with a pop hit at the time. You know, Cherish, give me love, give me peace, Cherish.
Sweet cherry pie. Cool drunk about art.
That's when I got into that altercation with some of the
baritones.
No, I was a baritone
on the beach.
Yeah, on the beach. You called it baritone beach.
Baritone beach.
So we were out there flexing, and the guys from some of
the Sopranos wandered over.
The Sopranos and the tenor. I'd be like, "Get off our
beat it. It's baritone beach.
Get off our beach. Warm a cummerbund. Wonderful time.
Yeah."
On the beach.
Nothing, cummerbund. When we got there in the hotel, Ms. Qualls told us, as soon as we checked in and got comfortable, to come outside into the hallway, close our eyes, and crawl down the hall and feel each door on the hallway until we got to the stairs. And the reason was, when the hotel caught fire, we wouldn't be able to see because of the thick black smoke, and we'd have to get down low, and we'd want to know how many doors between our room and the stairs. So we did that. We crawled around to do it.
I maintain that this is the biggest windup in chorale history, and that she did it to make your lives miserable.
The theory is that other teachers said, see if you can get these idiots to crawl down
crawl nose to tail
with their eyes closed in the middle of the afternoon.
You'll never be able to pull that off. Ms. Qualls, watch me.
I can do it. These lemmings?
They'll do it because I tell them to do it.
They'll do it because I'll tell them to do it. And that's exactly what we did. Right down the hallway without even asking, without even questioning.
Do you think any other chaperone in the history of the planet, or even B.B. Shea's green orb planet,
no,
has ever done that?
No, we're the only safe ones. And had that building caught on fire, I'd still be sitting here today.
Yeah.
Would the gang from the rival chorales? No, they would not be sitting here today. And by the way, we got Superior while we were down there. And that's the highest honor a glee club can be given. You ever perform glee?
I have, yeah. And in Orlando, weirdly enough.
No
kidding. In the chorus when I was in middle school.
Did you get Superior?
Always.
Oh, maybe it wasn't as big a deal as I thought it was. Sorry. We really celebrated. Really high five. Apparently, your school had as big a choral.
Did you do the hallway crawl?
Would you do the hall
crawl? No, we're not that lame.
You did the hall crawl. I'm surprised that's not named the Qualls crawl.
The Qualls crawl.
What we call it. The Qualls crawl.